Welcome to the Engineer Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryan, and today we have something a little bit different for you. This is a special audio-only episode where I have the privilege of sitting down with my son, James Bryant III, or JT, as I like to call him. This conversation is particularly meaningful as JT prepares to head off to Virginia Tech for his freshman year of college. It's a transition point, not only for him, but also for us as a family. As a father, I've always believed that my role is to create an environment where my children can grow, discover their strengths, and flourish as adults. And I cannot express how incredibly proud I am of this thoughtful, purposeful person that my son has developed into. We'll cover everything from building habits for college success to what separates good people from great people, and even what I'd say if I had 30 seconds to address a billion people. So whether you're a parent celebrating your child's journey or a young person stepping into the next chapter of life, I think you'll find something valuable in today's father and son discussion.
Success isn't just about what you achieve. It's about living a life that reflects your values and priorities. Welcome to Engineer Your Success, the podcast that helps you lead with intention and live fulfilled.
I want to welcome you to this very special version of the Engineer Your Success podcast. This is going to be an audio only episode, and I have the pleasure of sitting here with my son, James Bryant III. James, how you doing?
Hey, man. I'm happy to be on the cast. You know, I've always wanted to be on one. You know, I practically begged my dad to, you know, give me a episode, and he finally gave me just a little segment, so I'll take it. But no, I'm doing good.
Yeah, we all know that that may or may not be true. So let's talk about this, man. So you are about to venture off to Virginia Tech for your freshman year of college. So how does it feel to be going to Tech?
I think that a lot of people focus more on what college they're going to than what they're actually going to do there. So I'm more focused on making sure that I'm prepared going into college at Tech and just making sure that I put my best foot forward and build habits that I can just use to have a good time at Tech, basically.
You talked about building habits. What are some of the habits that you're looking to build or you think is important for you to have as you venture on to this next opportunity?
I would definitely say organization is a key thing. I feel like maybe not like as you progress in college, you're not even your workload, but the things that you do is going to be increased. And as a part of your journey to adulthood, that sometimes it definitely will seem overwhelming, or at least that's what I imagine. And I feel like organization is a real key. I'd say another thing is just making sure that you really put yourself out there, because I feel like in college, it's really you're really put there to make a difference, but also to just find people that align with your values. And I think part of that is just growing yourself.
Okay, so I've asked you a few questions and you've graciously answered the questions. Now I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me a few questions.
What was your motivation for creating your business?
Whew. There are a lot of different pieces that go along to the motivation of creating the business. Part of it is that I've always had a desire to create something and to start something. And so I thought that I could fuel part of that by having a great career, being a great engineer. And I was doing those things. And what I found is that that wasn't enough. There was still a drive for me to create something larger than what I could accomplish within my career as an engineer, as a researcher. When I started to get into coaching and started to understand the impact that I could have on helping people to design and live a life where they could live fulfilled, right? That they could thrive both at work and at home, it became intoxicating to me. And it was something that I began to pursue more and more.
If you could meet yourself 15 years ago, what are the three things you you tell yourself. And it has to be like advice related. Like it can't be like money related, just like purely like advice on like maybe how to carry yourself.
Okay, so I'm going 15 years in the past, mm-hmm. and I'm giving myself advice on how I would carry myself or things that will help, that would have helped me. Number one, when you are fit, stay fit. Whether that's financially, mentally, intellectually, physically, when you have a certain amount of fitness, so to speak, it's easier to maintain that and to build off of that than to lose it and build back. So that would be number one. Number two is learn to push past comfort. Comfort is not your friend when it comes to growth. Comfort keeps us comfortable, and status quo will keep you comfortable. So when you start doing new things and you challenge yourself, it's uncomfortable and you may be thinking, should I be doing this, or it shouldn't be this hard, or I don't want to do this. But strength is on the other side of the struggle, and the goal that you're looking for is on the other side of that comfort zone. The third one would be, don't be afraid to take calculated risks. And this is what has helped me, is being able to assess situations, lay out some possible contingency plans, pray about it, and pursue those things from a calculated way.
I find it interesting that you use the word calculated risk, because I feel like a lot of the times when people tell you to take risks, they just think of a risk as like blindly just going into something without calculation. So it was interesting that you said that.
No, I think you really do want to calculate the risk. You want to assess what's going on. The thing that some engineers, which I am, get accused of is analysis paralysis, where we're looking at a topic, we're looking at a solution, looking at something, and we're over and over again, we are analyzing it and not taking action. What I talk about, or what I have done, is looked at the pros and cons, looked at what are the possibilities of this thing going wrong. If it goes wrong, if X happens, what are the contingency plans that I can build? Maybe it's part of my engineering training and thinking about risk management principles. I think you can start developing those contingencies. And here's where the intersection between engineering and intellect and faith come into play. You can have all of the contingency plans, but at the end of the day, it is still my belief that it's the trust that I have in God and the relationship that I have in God that helps me to actually move forward and to execute on those plans.
When you die, what do you want to be remembered for?
When I die, what do I want to be remembered for? I want to be remembered as a great dad. I want to be remembered as a great husband, a great friend, a person who try to add value in every interaction. I want to be remembered as the person who helped warm people up on the inside. I want to be remembered for that person that helped people feel seen, heard, and valued.
What are some of, or list like a challenge or two that you're dealing with currently and how you are working to get over that challenge?
So a challenge that I am currently dealing with, and what am I doing to overcome the challenge? I've had a challenge at times with selling. I used to think that selling was a bad thing or not a Christian. I've been working really diligently to dispel that. Part of it is taking some sales training. Part of it is reading books. Part of it is affirming that sales is not a bad thing. The other thing is actually selling stuff. So, you know, we put together the Podcast Profit Lab, which is a course where we teach people how to generate profits from a podcast without a large email list or any kind of sponsors or ads. And the whole process of creating that program or co-creating that program and selling it was huge because it was one of the first times that I sold a product. I've sold my services. I've gotten comfortable selling my services in terms of consulting, coaching, leadership development. But this was the first time we put together a product and was successful in selling that product.
What are some characteristics that you think separate good people from great people? Because I believe there's a difference. And what do you think separates great people from leaders?
So one, what do I think separates great people from good people? I think what makes a person great is their focus or intention to mastery. So a good person may be proficient in a skill, but a great person is someone that is moving towards mastery. So they're intentional. A good person is trying. A great person institutes the habits that go along with training. And when I think of the difference between great people and leaders, it's that I think you can lead even when you're not great. You can lead when you're good. You can lead when you're in between, because leadership is not a position, but you can lead exactly from where you are. Because leadership to me is all about how do you influence other people. You don't have to positionally be in a managerial position or a CEO position or some kind of head leadership position to be able to positively influence people.
What do you think is the number one thing that stops people from being successful?
What do I think is the number one thing that stops people from being successful? It's their lack of belief in themselves. They don't think that they can achieve it. They either never dream of being great or achieving something, or if they do get that thought, they snuff it out because they're saying, this can't be me. I'm not going to be able to do it. They've learned to listen to that voice on the inside that's speaking negatively to them, and they've never trained their inner voice to speak positively to them.
What are three books that you should just, anyone should read, young or old?
Three books that anyone should read, young or old: Think and Grow Rich and The One Thing. Well, if you think of Think and Grow Rich, right, it's really, he goes through the process of talking about how your mindset or your thoughts can determine your actions. So you're cultivating your mindset, and he actually talks about the whole concept of a mastermind where you're around a group of people and you are all looking to achieve and to grow. It helps to set the environment for you to win, for you to grow, for you to lead. As a Man Thinketh is along those same lines, because it's a play on the scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. So it reinforces the fact that your thoughts really play a role in your actions, and your actions determine the results. You know, you can think things, but the actions determine the results. But your thoughts influence your actions. If you want to change your actions, change your thoughts. The One Thing is, to me, the concept of that is, you know, you can have 20 things that you need to do, But what's the one thing on that list that if you do, it's going to eliminate other things on the list or make other things on that list easier? And so you learn how to prioritize your tasks based on that one thing. You're able to focus in on what's really most important.
All right. This is my last question, but you have a class with a billion people and you have 30 seconds to tell a billion people, what are you telling them?
I have a class, so I have the ear of a billion people. Random, but I have their ear. What I want them to know is that you are worthy to be seen, you're worthy to be heard, and you are worthy to be loved. And my expectation and desire for you is for you to live accordingly.
All right. Thank you, Dad. Thanks. Thanks for having me, man. Go do homework.
Is that what you're trying to say?
You can. If you want. If you have any questions.
Oh, here's my question. When are we going to do this again?
Well, thank you for having me on. Anyone who's listening to this, thank you for tuning in to my dad. It means a lot. Y'all help brighten up his day. And just be happy. Those are my parting words. Thank you for having me on, Dad. I'll catch y'all later.
All right, now I'm going to end this episode like I end every episode that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and they are living the life of their dreams. James William Bryant III, I want to thank you for being part of that select few.